Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike. This is my audio blog, I believe number 6. Anyway, I'm coming to you live from U.S. Highway 131. I don't know, I think I'm north of Reed City and south of Cadillac, Michigan, from the Subaru studio. figured I'd get out the mic, tell you what's been going on, and whatever else happens to cross my mind. So I'm just returning from a run down to Grand Rapids with the courier company that I've been working with. And I had kind of a full day with them today. I run a route on Mondays and Wednesdays just around Traverse City. And when I got back to the shop, they said, "Hey, how would you like to go to Grand Rapids?" So that's what I did. I actually went to Byron Center, which is slightly south of Grand Rapids in Wyoming, Michigan. And that's right near a truck stop where I first met Tom Wiles, or Trucker Tom. He happened to be parked up there, or down there, I guess, from where I'm at. And I decided I'd go down there, and we had lunch. That's the first time I met him. Of course, I've met him several times since. Been to the new media expos a couple times, two, three times. And I think one other time. Oh, the other time was last year when I went to Texas, come back, and stopped in Arkansas and had dinner with him and all that. So that was kind of cool. Got to go down there and even stopped at that truck stop. On my way out, got fuel. Or gas. So I'm driving a Subaru, not a big rig. But, let's see. Update since the last time. I've put about almost 3,000 miles on the car for this job. And it's, you know, got a couple of settlements, and I think it's profitable. And it's definitely nice having a little windshield time. Kind of like, you know, being able to catch up on my podcast listening and just getting out of the office. Today's a scorcher, by the way. It's a little cooler up here. It's 89 degrees as I'm speaking now. It was 94 in Byron Center, Grand Rapids area. And it's that hot, humid, sticky, we're going to have a really big thunderstorm type weather. I guess the rain's supposed to blow in tonight and blow some of this hot air out. I certainly hope so. I'm not one to really love the hot weather. It's not bad if you're going to the beach, but I don't plan on going to the beach. Although I might tonight. We'll see when I get home. It's only a couple blocks away. I can jump into Lake Michigan, but gotta believe that Lake Michigan's probably still a little cold. Although there was a ton of people in there yesterday. I drove by the beach, and it was packed, and the water was full, so it's probably not too bad. Let's see, other developments. Really, not a whole lot. Like I said, been busy driving here, driving there. And I went on a run with another driver who has a big straight truck and delivered a whole truckload of cabinets to three different construction sites. That was interesting. Nice guy. We had a nice conversation and spent about 8 hours driving around the northern part of the state dropping off cabinets. It's a little more work than I'm used to doing physical labor-wise, so it's good. Maybe I ought to do that more, get some exercise. But I also just like driving by myself. As I think I've mentioned in other podcasts that I've done, always wanted to get into truck driving. But, you know, that's a commitment to a lifestyle. This is a part-time gig, and you know, certain days it's full-time, but, you know, a lot of times, like yesterday, didn't go anywhere. Of course, that was nice because I could work on my websites and whatnot. Speaking of websites, you go to mikedell.com and click the Track Me button up at the top. I've updated that page, so now it tracks my APRS moves there on a Google map. So you can see where I'm at if I've got the tracking turned on, which I do most of the time. It's kind of interesting. Today, when I was picking up that load to go down to Byron Center, they mentioned, hey, you guys want to see where I'm at all the time, you can just go to that website. And you know, they were all of them there were showing it around the office. Oh, I wish we could get that for everybody. And well, you got to get your ham ticket. Although there are other tracking apps that you can get, but I don't suppose every driver would want to be tracked like that. I personally don't care because I don't do anything I ain't supposed to. And besides that, I'm an independent contractor, so they don't tell me how to do it. They just tell me what they need done, and I go do it the best I know how. That's a good thing about that arrangement. But like I said, I always thought about it, you know, especially expediting was what I was interested in the most. You've probably seen expediting vehicles around if you're in the States. It could be big straight trucks that have a sleeper on them. You don't usually see straight trucks with sleepers, but unless they're expediters. Or you can see vans, you know, big cargo vans or sprinters with the, let's see, some of the companies you might see, FedEx, Custom Critical, you know, all the FedEx trucks sort of look the same, but these will say Custom Critical underneath instead of Ground or FedEx Express or, you know, there's several divisions, but it's FedEx Custom Critical is the expediters. And you see the Panther trucks. They got the two-headed black cat in the logo. And let's see, there's Tri-Hours. I'm trying to think of all the ones. Load One. Landstar. Now, Landstar also has a, you know, regular trucking division. Landstar Express, I guess they call it, for the expediters. But those could be anything from a semi down to a van. And like I said, I thought about that, but you know, when you do that, you pretty much live out of the vehicle. I mean, if you're in a van, you know, that's a fold-up cot or something in the back of a van. You know, like the old Saturday Night Live character, I live in a van down by the river. Well, you wouldn't be down by the river. You'd probably be in a truck stop parking lot. And, you know, those guys, to make any money, you got to stay out 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time. And, you know, I don't know if I want to commit to that kind of lifestyle. In fact, I know I don't want to. I think it'd be fun for a short period of time. This is just enough of that. You know, the longest run I've done so far was to Columbus and back. That was, you know, 7 hours each way. A long day of driving, but, you know, it wasn't terrible. And I got to sleep in my own bed. And let's see, the normal run, I've been to Grand Rapids a couple times. Another town up north that's just about as far away. And then, you know, some shorter ones. And like I said, that works out great for me because, you know, I've got, you know, a lot of my online business stuff, but that's not time critical. You know, the consulting I'm taking, you know, one or 2 days a week. Usually I try to schedule everything on one day. And that way, you know, I just don't take any runs from the courier company. And pretty much on the weekends they've been leaving me alone. I did one run on a Saturday that was literally 2 miles. So I don't know if that counts as bugging me on a weekend, but But that was not bad at all. And it actually paid pretty good for a couple miles. And it got me out of a chore at home that I was not looking forward to, which I did end up doing later. But hey, you know, what can you say? But like I said, this is a better choice for right now. You know, as far as driving the big 18-wheelers and stuff, you know, you'd have to go to school and get a CDL license, which I don't need for this. All I need is a chauffeur's, and I can drive up to a 26,000-pound vehicle, you know, a straight truck or whatnot, or, you know, vans, or my car, which is mostly what I've been doing, so that's good. I'm going to see how this goes for a couple of months and maybe invest in a cargo van. It opened me up to some different runs. But like I said, I got to see how profitable this all is and, you know, whether or not I want to keep doing it. I think I do. So far, it's been fun. Get out, meet people, and get some windshield time and... And I can podcast from the road, which is always a bonus. Speaking of podcasting, keep false starting there on Geek of the North. I was doing really good for a while there, trying to keep it weekly, and just kind of let it drop there for a while. But I'll get back to it. I gotta work on that. Get a schedule going. Trying a couple of new things on the website, and like I said, this one won't go out live, but well, maybe I will stream it live at some point. But try this thing called Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R, and if you go to geekofthenorth.com and I think /live or /GOTN-live, one or the other. You can see it on the top menu at Geek of the North. If I am recording in the studio, I'll turn that on and you'll get the audio, a live audio stream of that. I don't know, if I actually get to a recording schedule, that'll probably be more useful. But keep an eye on Twitter. Geek of the North is my Twitter handle. And I usually will announce when I'm going live. Like I said, those were the couple of things I did yesterday on the website, and I got some more work to do there, too. I actually really need to completely reinstall WordPress on Geek of the North. There's a couple minor issues going on that I can work around them, but it'd be a whole lot nicer to get them fixed. It's just one of those things I got to spend a couple hours fiddling with it, and just haven't really had the time and motivation at the same time. And I got to get back to doing my video stuff. I got the studio all set up, and now it's just full of junk. So that's first on the agenda, is get the studio cleaned up and ready to go back to shooting some video. And I don't know how much I'll do, but, you know, it's fun to do. And I got some how-to videos I want to do in general, just help people out and all that. And like I say, you gotta make the video look halfway decent, I think, to be compelling. But, you know, it's really the content. But, you know, I've got the technology, the know-how, and the software. Now I just have to get the motivation to produce. It's like there's lots of people out there that spend a lot of time getting ready to do something and then never quite do it. And then there's other people that start doing it and get ready and adjust along the way. I'm kind of the latter one. I start off on something and adjust and Sooner or later, I get things the way I want it. And I got to do, I've got another big project, filler work. I'm going to do a rewrite on the book Flight Radio. Put out a new edition of that with a new title. We'll still call it Flight Radio, but the subtitle right now is Guide to Aircraft Communications. And I do believe that's probably confusing some people. I've gotten a couple of reviews on Amazon that weren't quite positive because the title didn't really accurately describe what the book was, I guess. And so if you got any ideas for a new title for it, I'll let you know what it's all about. It's basically a frequency list that has been generated over the years by my users at flightradio.com. And not database driven, or not, you know, fully researched. But I am going to research some more frequencies, try to get more areas covered for the rewrite. But I'm thinking I'm going to call it Flight Radio, Aircraft Communications Frequency Guide, or something like that. But like I said, if you have a good idea, I'll send you a book when I get it printed. And I'll do it like I did the last one. I'll do the a printed version and and of course Kindle. And I'm probably going to skip Nook this time. I think I'll just do Kindle and iTunes or iBooks. The Nook, I think I sold one, and I've sold probably a couple hundred on Amazon, so that's definitely where it's at. And I think the iOS or iBooks version might do okay. I guess it's a smaller pool of books. And I have been approved to put the current version in there, but I think I'm going to do the rewrite first and put the new version in there. So, and and I got a couple ideas for other books. That's the other thing. I like writing. The thing is just get started. You know, the whole idea is if you get started and then you write a little bit here, write a little bit there, pretty soon you got a book. And now with the way publishing is, you don't need to have, a publisher pick it up. You can just put it out yourself. Now, neither of the book ideas that I have, neither the book that I have now and or the one I'm thinking of is conducive to an audiobook. Otherwise, I'd do that too. But there's really no need for an audiobook. I guess maybe the Flight Radio book I could do, maybe an hour-long accompanying audio, which, would maybe be of use. Maybe do some recordings of some air traffic control interactions and explain what they're saying. That might be interesting to somebody. So I have to mull that over. But, just doing my thing. It's been over a year now since I've been self-employed. I haven't lost any weight, so I must be doing something right. And like I said, it just keeps getting better and better, busier and busier. Like I said, with this courier gig and some new consulting that I've been doing, it's keeping me on my toes, and it's a whole lot nicer when you feel like you've been productive rather than just sitting home watching the grass grow. Of course, I really haven't done much of that, but I gotta admit, first couple of months I was on a pretty relaxed schedule, which was nice. I figure kind of a mid-career break, I guess, would be a good way to put it. I took a couple college classes and stuff, so I was productive, just not bringing home as much money as I normally would. And, that really is necessary, unfortunately. It's you know, I'd love to just, you know, do things for free for everybody, and I do a fair amount of that, and that's, you know, as a lot of people say, because I've done a lot of reading too. A lot of people say that's a good way of marketing your paid stuff, and I do believe that to be true. But I've, you know, also, you know, eventually you got to quit giving it away for free. You know, as far as these podcasts, of course, I'll always do, you know, whatever podcast I'm doing is going to be freely available. But, you know, maybe with advertising, there won't be any advertising in this one. This is just an audio blog thing, and you know, why try to monetize it? It's actually good therapy for me, and hopefully, it's mildly entertaining to you. But, you know, like with Geek of the North, you know, eventually I would like to monetize that a little bit. And some of the other projects, of course, the book, you know, definitely that's the whole point of writing a book, is to monetize it. I may put together a free guide. That might be something I would do, you know, for somebody that just bought a scanner and doesn't know how to find frequencies. Could do a little free ebook on how to do that. So yeah, lots of ideas. If you got any ideas, said give me an email or Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus, whatever. And I should save this for Geek of the North, but since I got the mic running, I'm just going to talk about it here. But what do you think of the Microsoft Surface? And I'm not talking about that bar table thing that they've had for years. They're coming out with I call it an iPad-like device that's it's quite interesting, I think. I don't know as I'll ever buy one, but if someone wanted to send me one, I'd surely check it out. It's basically I think there's two flavors. I haven't actually watched the presentation. I'm sure it's out there to watch, and I'll make a point to watch that and maybe talk about it on Geek of the North. But initial impressions and what I've heard, they've got two operating systems that'll run on this tablet. One's called Windows RT, which I believe is probably very close to what Windows Phone is, or maybe it's just an upscaled version of that. With the, what they call it, a Metro interface, which is those kind of tiles, which is kind of cool. And then Windows 8 will also be available, you know, full-blown Windows 8, which looks just like it if you use the Metro interface. That's kind of the weird thing about Windows 8. I did download the beta, loaded it on a VM on my Mac, and it works reasonably well. I haven't really spent a lot of time with it, but you know, it's got the Metro interface, and then you can drop to the normal, pretty much normal Windows interface, except for there's no start button or whatever that button they call on Windows 7. That's missing. So to get under the hood, you gotta hit it on the keyboard, or I'm sure there's other ways of getting there, but it looks like it might be interesting. I think they're aiming that Windows 8 tablet thing at business, because it'll play nice with all the IT Nazis restrictions and domains and whatever. I hate to put it that way, but that's just the way it seems. You go into a big company that has an IT department, and of course they got all these policies and stuff, and can't enforce that on Macs. Well, I guess Macs can join domains now, and they have restrictions and whatever, but, you know, like the iPad and the iPhone, I don't know as whether that can happen or not. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's compelling. You know, Microsoft still has a pretty good lead in the desktop market, although the desktop market for consumers is shrinking. You know, I'd say fair number of people just have a laptop, or even just an iPad, or an Android pad, or a Kindle Fire, or Or maybe they just use their phones. And I was thinking about that today on my trip. I got a backpack that I always carry, and of course I always throw all my tech stuff in there, and I used to carry the laptop all the time. And I know I've said famously that I really didn't have a use for an iPad, but now that I got one, I use that way more than the laptop, at least on the road. I don't use it much at home, except for to maybe play Angry Birds Space whenever they come out with some new levels, because I already beat the ones I got. But for the most part, I don't use that a lot at home for what I thought I was going to use it for. But I use it on the road instead of the laptop. In fact, when I went out to San Francisco, for a couple days, I didn't even take a laptop. It was nice. I didn't have to take it out at the security checkpoint at the airport. And it does all the basics quite well. I mean, you wouldn't want to write a novel on it or anything, but for the most part, it did everything that I would need. Although I did wish I had my laptop when at the end of it there, because Jeff Powers and I shared all the video that we took between us, and I had to empty out my 16 gig thumb drive, which I always keep backed up at home, so it was no big deal, but I had to empty that out to get most of the video, and it still didn't get all of it, but got enough. But I always carry my e-ink Kindle also, because when all else fails, I can read a book. And what I've been doing in the car here when I run out of podcasts, which I haven't done in a year until I started doing this driving gig, when I run out of podcasts, I plug the old Kindle in there, and it's got text-to-speech. So I've actually in the process of listening to a novel. I don't know if you guys are into Star Trek or not, but there's a Star Trek novel. There's now two of them by the same author, and I can't think of the guy's name right off the top of my head, but Department of Temporal Investigations, and it's all time travel-y stuff, and it doesn't really deal too much with the established Star Trek characters. It builds some of its own, but anyway, I'm in the middle of the second novel, listening to it on text-to-speech on Kindle, and that takes a little while to get used to, but you get the gist of it after a while, and some of the pronunciations are interesting, but it seems to work reasonably well, so that's what I've been doing. I really do need to restart my Audible account and start just getting true audio books, but I haven't had to yet, and I still got Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged book, which is 65 hours of audio, which I haven't even started yet, but that'll keep me busy for a while. So I'll probably delay getting the Audible account until I get through that one. So there goes my GPS saying that that I'm going over the speed limit. Right up here at the top of the 131 freeway, where it turns into two lanes. So that means I'm getting kind of close to home, which is good. A little earlier than I thought I'd be. That's good. But anyway, I'm going to slow it down to 55. I can't drive 55. All right, well, I'll call this a podcast. Appreciate you listening. And hopefully I'll get this up yet today, which I fully intend to. And hope everything's going all right in your world. And just drop me a note if you have any suggestions or comments about what I talk about. And hopefully, with any luck, tomorrow I'll get a full episode of Geek of the North out. I might even do video. I don't know. See, depends on how ambitious I am to get the studio cleaned up. Seems like every box of junk that I had to dig through to find this or that is laying around, and I gotta go put all that back where it belongs and generally clean up the place. So with that, I'll catch you later, and you can catch me later.